Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 3rd regarding Ellen Wilson-Dorsey, D-O-R-S-E-Y. S-E-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Wilson-Dorsey as described in my report of 1-1-16. Period. She is now a 46-year-old woman who again reports she was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 6-2-14. But as a result, she believes she injured her neck, head, both upper arms and her back. Yes, she did go to the hospital emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment leading to fusion on her cervical spine in 2016. Period. Since evaluated here, she did accept 3 injections and physical therapy, but no additional surgery. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the records supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 5-16-16 to be inserted. Period. On 2-22-19, she requested modification of that award. Period. New paragraph. Additional treatment records show that on 1-5-15, she was seen by Dr. Tidings, T-U-I-D-I-N-G-S, period. He reviewed the cervical discography done by Dr. Saxton on 12-17-14, period. He wrote the post-discogram CT, found no pain with injections given at C3-4 and C5-6, period. C4-5 injection produced an annular tear on the fluoroscopic images and 100% precise concordant pain. Period. Dr. Saxton concluded this was an abnormal discogram at C4-5 with normal controls above and below. Period. Based upon her overall history, Dr. Tidings offered the patient surgery. Period. They elected to pursue that course of treatment. Period. She later returned to Dr. Tidings on 8-17-15. Period. He explained that they were finished with her treatment. Period. She appeared the best he had ever seen her. Period. She states she is feeling substantially better and was ready to return to work. Period. He tentatively released her to full duty as of the day after the visit with Dr. Conn, C-O-N-N. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement aside from occasional x-ray follow-up. Period. He did not feel her chest complaints and gastrointestinal issues were related to the cervical plate. Period. At that juncture, she was not having any significant swallowing difficulties. Period. New paragraph. On 7-27-15, she was seen by a gastroenterologist named Dr. Conn. Period. His assessment was persistent non-cardiac chest pain, burning in nature, associated with solid food dysphagia. Period. Workup so far had been remarkable, including endoscopy, as well as a barium swallow. Period. She was currently on Dexilant, but it was unclear whether she had any improvement in her symptoms. Period. She thinks she needs more of this. Period. He was not totally convinced that the burning is related to reflux. Nevertheless, they agreed to increase her Dexilant dosage, period. They would then have her follow up to gauge her response, period. He would consider referring her to Dr. DeCipio, D-E-S-I-P-I-O, for esophageal manometry to evaluate for a motility disorder and possibly 24-hour pH monitoring off of acid suppressive therapy to determine even if she has acid reflux or if she has non-acid / volume reflux if procedure is done with impedance, I-M-P-E-D-A-N-C-E. Period and paragraph on 10-6-15. The petitioner was evaluated neurologically by Dr. Elmore, E-L-M-O-R-E. Period, she concluded Ms. Wilson-Dorsey had little in the way of any objective findings that are consistent with any neurologic loss associated with any neck issues, although it does describe radicular complaints that come and go. Period, likely the etiology of her headaches are cervicogenic. Period, she was benefiting from the current medications, which should be continued. Period, based primarily upon her subjective complaints, she estimated a permanent neurologic disability of 5%, partial total as it relates to this injury. Period, she found no neuropsychiatric disability resulting from this injury. Period, in paragraph 128-16, she had a permanency evaluation done by Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. Period, in 2-4-16, she underwent another evaluation by Dr. Beriano, B-E-R-E-A-N-U, period. She offered an assessment of 44% partial total neurologic impairment due to post-concussive syndrome with retrograde amnesia, with residual cephalgia, comma, mild cognitive deficits, comma, mostly for memory and attention, period. He also offered 33% partial total disability, neuropsychiatric impairment due to residuals of PTSD manifested as anxiety and hypervigilance while in an automobile circumstance with some flashbacks of the events which took place and frequent hearing of screeching brake sounds as they pertain to the accident in this case. Period. New paragraph. In paragraph, the petitioner returned to pain specialist Dr. Saxteen on 7-20-20. Period, she complained of right neck pain to the right upper extremity with weakness and paresthesias to the 2nd through 5th, greater than the 1st finger. Period. He recommended an epidural steroid injection to treat cervical post-laminectomy syndrome. Period. She had cervical spine x-rays done on 8-23-21 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. Tidings on 9-14-21 via a telephone visit. Period. She was now several years out from ACDF surgery. Period. He reviewed the x-rays. Period. She did not offer any significant problems or complaints. Period. He wrote the x-rays show the ACDF is in excellent position and appears to be completely fused. Period. The instrumentation appears intact without evidence of loosening or migration. Period. There is some slight degenerative change above that does not appear to have significantly progressed. Period. At that point, he was going to leave her alone and would be happy to see her in the future if she had any services requested or required. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper deep tendon reflexes were slightly increased on the right upper extremity compared to the left. Period. Manual muscle testing was ratchet-like for bilateral pinch grip. Period. She had breakaway weakness in right hand grasp, but this was 5/5 on the left. Period. Resisted right shoulder abduction was 5-5. Period. Resisted wrist extension caused, quote, shaking, end quote. Make that period, end quote. Motion of the upper extremities was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Paired hands versus elbows. She had a positive Tenel sign on the right wrist, which was negative on the left. Paired, she also had a positive Tenel at the right lateral upper condyle, but this was negative on the left. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower, she wore scrub-type pants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Paired, the rest of that is normal. Spine, cervical. Inspection revealed a healed anterior scar consistent with her surgery. Paired active flexion was to 35 degrees, comma extension 40 degrees, comma right rotation 50 degrees and left rotation 25 degrees, comma right side bending 20 degrees and left side bending 25 degrees. Paired, she was tender to palpation of the right trapezius and suboccipital muscles in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Paired, the rest of that is normal. Sprung's maneuver elicited discomfort radiating down from her neck. Paired thoracic normal, lumbosacral is normal. Impressions on 6/2/14. Ellen Wilson Dorsey was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision, as marked in my prior report. Paired in paragraph since that time, she received an order approving a settlement on 5/16/16. Paired on 2/22/19, she reopened her claim. Paired, she had already seen several specialists whose notes were not previously available to this evaluator. Paired, these included the neurologic note of Dr. Elmore from 10/6. Paired, she was seen by Dr. Weiss and Dr. Barianu for permanency evaluations in early 2016. Paired, new paragraph, she later returned to Dr. Saxteen in 2020. Paired, she had updated cervical spine x-rays on 8/23/21 that were very good. Paired, she last saw Dr. Tidings via a telephone conference on 9/14/21. Paired, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement at that juncture. Paired, new paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Wilson-Dorsey found there to be decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Paired, Sprung's maneuver elicited discomfort. Paired, she had odd responses to resisted wrist extension, causing a shaking-type maneuver. Paired, it is unclear if this was self-induced. Paired, she did have ratchet-like weakness in pinch grip, bilaterally and breakaway weakness in right hand grasp, indicative of symptom magnification. Paired, she had a positive Tenel sign at the right volar wrist and lateral upper condyle. Paired, a new paragraph, this case will continue to represent the amount of permanency I previously offered and will be marked. Paired, end.